800-523-HOME, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 3038.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Warm and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches are 2 for $3.50 plus tax at Jack in the Box. But this deal's almost over. Hurry into a participating Jack in the Box near you.
Next piece of technology, I have two things on my wish list. One is a dash cam. I looked at them yesterday. And the other is Grand Theft Auto 5. And a Chromecast, the dongle. See, I learned the word
dongle.
Yeah,
I think I want to get that.
It's a good word. That makes me sound pretty hip. But I'm not as hip on technology as this guy. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's up next. It is Monday, and I see some smart people are already calling because they know how this works. After Jose shares his latest and greatest high-tech info, it's your turn. Look at these phones. And that means it's your turn to ask questions about TVs or computers or cell phones or whatever. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free. 888-550-KTRS. Let us not forget that Jose is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are great stores, and there's a lot more in there than just the great Oric vacuum cleaners. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, hey everybody.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Good. I was in a truck stop yesterday in Kingdom City, and truckers... Have you ever really walked through a big truck stop? It is the most fun because truckers get bored, mm-hmm. and they like toys. They want a new CB. They want a radar detector. They do dash cams, and I saw a couple of dash cams in there, so I am going to get a dash cam. I like the idea of that. And then I also want to get the Google Chromecast. And my son says I have to take a look at the 4K television, but what he doesn't understand is that I'm weak, and I don't want to see them until they're $500, because I know that now they're $4,000 or whatever. But I do need to go take a look at one, just to see what the big deal is. Either one of you guys have anything for Jose that you want to share with him or ask him about
before we turn
it over to him? All right, I only see a line open. I'll give the numbers one more time, and that's it. You can jump on that line real fast, 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Jose, what do you have?
Apple sold 9 million iPhone 5s over the weekend. In 3 days, the iOS 7 has overtaken the iOS 6 with more than 200 million gadgets running 7, and I hear it is an interesting update.
I want to say a quick word about this for you folks who have iPhones. I have an iPhone. I downloaded the iOS 7 software. I do not like it, and now I'm stuck with it because I don't think I can reverse it, can I?
Apple doesn't like you to reverse them, though.
I don't like it at all. That's all. I know that people who don't have that. Hey, did you hear what I said earlier about BlackBerry and the stock?
Yeah, they're getting ready to – they laid off 4,500 people, roughly 40% of their workforce. And they're getting ready to report just short of $1 billion loss, quarterly loss, here shortly next week.
Quarterly.
Wow. It's between $950 million and $995 million. Most of it's related to write-offs for unsold handsets that they've built but couldn't sell.
Wow.
FAA is getting ready to release some new rules on electronic devices. Did you know that the FAA does not ban devices? It requires the airlines to prove that the device does not doesn't pose a flight risk, since this would mean testing thousands of devices, and with more and more coming out every month, the airlines just simply ban them. The FAA doesn't say you can't use them. It's the airlines who say you can't use them.
Well, you still have to obey what the airline says.
Yeah.
You can't say when they say turn off your cell phone, you go, hey, the FAA doesn't say
right.
Yeah. You don't try that.
Our ticket. Yeah, you bought our ticket here.
Yeah.
E-reading books are in. Listening to podcasts and watching videos will be allowed. sending and receiving emails and text messages using Wi-Fi during takeoff or landing that is not part of the aircraft. And they're also prohibiting any phone calls through the flight.
Back up again. Read that again. Not part of the aircraft.
Yeah, Wi-Fi. Oh, they sell Wi-Fi on airplanes now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I've heard that.
You're allowed to use their Wi-Fi.
Right,
but if you're sitting on the ground, you can't connect to the airport's Wi-Fi. You're not allowed to use theirs. You're allowed to use only what's in the airplane.
Yeah.
Okay. What about those hotspot deals?
That's the equivalent of using a cell phone.
So you can't have your personal hotspot.
They're going to make sure that whatever you do, you pay them. It's not about crashing the plane. It's about paying them.
Correct. Microsoft has released a new Surface tablet called Surface 2. The long and the short is it's 50% better graphics performance and 75% longer battery life. They'll be available October 22nd, $449 for the 32-gig model and $549 for the 64-gig. So if you're looking at a new tablet and you're a big Apple fan, you might want to look at the Microsoft version. Brazilian hackers tried to hack the NSA page. Instead, they hacked the NASA homepage. NASA got a little surprised. 14 of their websites were taken down by an experienced Brazilian hacker. The message he said, stop spying on us. The Brazilian population does not support your attitude. The Illuminati are now visibly acting.
It's a dumb question. Is it against the law? And I'm not smart enough to hack, but if I got into the FBI's system, just got into it, is that against the law?
Yes.
Okay. It just seems to me that
it's not so much as it against the law. Speeding's against the law. It's what happens to you when you're caught.
Right.
Okay.
And the way you go about it, sometimes that can get you a job.
Yes.
You go to the FBI and go, the way I've got into your...
Hypothetically speaking, information unreliable, off the record and between you and I, if you want to hack something and get paid for it, hack a bank. Because the bank is not going to announce to any of its people that put money in it that they were hacked. But they're going to want to hire you to figure out how you did it. Hypothetically speaking.
You kids out there listening, don't take this the wrong way. We're not saying we're not saying if you're going to be a criminal, be a really good criminal.
Right.
But that's sort of are.
That's right. And last but not least, there is an NSA-themed ransomware that's running around now. When the ransomware infects your machine, it locks your computer and then takes you to a website that is a NSA Prism site, supposedly. It tells you that there's illegal content found on your machine. It warns you that you could go to jail for between 6 months and 10 years and receive a fine up to $250,000 unless you pay a small fee of $300 to them, in which case, once you pay the fee, all is well, and they'll never bother you
again. I had something flashing on my computer, and it was just a box, and it said,
porno
critical, no, critical Windows 7 update, and it was flashing. And I called Jose, and he said, don't click on it.
No, they don't flash them at you. They just install them automatically.
Okay. You want some calls?
Please.
Let's get this show on the road. Richard is first. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi.
It's me from last week.
Yes, sir.
You're going to look into seeing if the televisions could be changed in such a way that they could do
It's called Descriptive Language Service, and theaters are coming out with it. The televisions, although they have closed captioning, channels for hearing impaired where it actually displays text on the screen, they have not gotten to the point where they're going to have an audio channel, an additional audio channel for descriptive.
Well, what I'm trying to say is I know about the shows because I go to Olive West Cinema, and they've got them all descriptive now.
Yes.
So that I don't mind.
What he's saying is, though, you asked about television. For those who don't know, you are a blind.
Right.
And he's saying that as of now, they don't have anything for TV.
Not yet, nor that I see any plans for it in the future.
All right, and then I have one other question. I happen to be in the 19th century. I'm computer illiterate, but that's one other thing. Cell phone, I can only use one cell phone because all the buttons are raised.
Yes.
And none of the other updated cell phones are raised in such a way that I can feel any kind of buttons.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got a good point because everything's flat now.
Yeah.
Flat screen crap.
The Blackberries, the Z10 still has keys on it, And I think some of the HTCs have a flip-down keyboard with the cell phones.
Well, I'm talking about just for carrying around. I use a Verizon.
Right.
And it's a flip-top. You know, it's voice-activated and all that. But I haven't been able to find any other kind of cell phone that I can carry with me that, you know, it doesn't do any good if I have any kind of a screen or anything.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta try to look at my mother-in-law's phone. It's a Jitterbug, and it's I think it's got big raised keys on it, but I don't remember. I'm not sure. I'll have to take a look and see. Jitterbug is just a basic phone. It's for people who don't care about pictures, internet, which you wouldn't.
Well, but is it voice activated?
I think so. Great Call is the company, and I think greatcall.com, all the information would be there as to whether or not it's voice activated.
Okay. So for now, there's nothing that can be done with the television.
Not according
not
to
at the moment.
Not yet. No, sorry.
I hope I live long enough to see it.
Well, I hope you do too. Thank you, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Up next is Nikki. Nikki, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Nikki?
Yeah, I've got a problem. I've got a Gateway computer, and it's a couple years old and everything, but I have no issues with it up till now. And my card readers that are built into it have quit working. They don't even display in the control panel.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried downloading drivers and all kinds of stuff, thinking that would get them back up, and I can't find anywhere on the computer where there are even hardware that's on the computer. What should I do about a problem like that?
I would go to one of the big box stores or search at the online retailers and just find an external card reader that's USB.
And just do it that way.
Yeah, just plug the external card reader is that has a USB cable, plug it into USB port.
Right. Well, I guess that would be a simple solution.
and an inexpensive one.
All right, Nikki?
Right. Better than putting it in the shop, right?
Or getting a new one.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nikki. Real quickly, this is not off the subject completely. I was talking about the dash cams. One of the ones I saw in the truck stop is a 360-degree. Now, how does that work, Jose? It said it takes video 360 degrees. In other words, the car is behind you, police officer at your window, out the front windshield.
It probably has multiple cameras, and it just amalgamates them into one video.
Amalgamate? We never use that word. Hey, man, whose show do you think you're on? Save that kind of talk for John Carney's show.
Yeah, my apologies.
Somebody highly educated. Amalgamate. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Mark?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My question is, I'm 45 years old, haven't played a video game in 12 years. I've got to play Grand Theft Auto, so I have to buy a new system.
Yes.
What do I buy? The PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360? What do you know?
I have a PlayStation 3.
And, okay, that you know what? That's the only referral I need.
Okay.
Well, now let me just ask you this, Jose.
Yes?
Does he need to be aware that some of these things will let you do other things? They have
yes.
Wi-Fi. You can use it not just as a Blu-ray player as well, mm-hmm. Blu-ray movies. So
you can get to your Netflix if you have that with it?
And you can do all that with a PlayStation 3.
Yes.
So overall, for the money, PlayStation 3, probably.
Right. I heard the Xbox 360, you have to buy an external hard drive to accommodate all the memory in this new Grand Theft Auto game.
I haven't done any research on the Xbox 360. I know the Xbox One, although will probably be priced the same as the PS4, which you might want to wait till around about a month and a half, November, Christmas time, when they're going to release the new Xbox and the new PS device. The Xbox One is going to require you to have a Kinect, which is the video motion capture device.
Okay.
And that's going to be an additional cost above and beyond the Xbox box itself.
Right. So I'm better off going with PlayStation then.
That would be my recommendation, but you probably should do some research before you spend that kind of money.
I just soon take your advice and be done with it.
There you go. Thank you, Mark.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too. I have PlayStation 3, and I'm going to get Grand Theft Auto. But in my mind, PlayStation 3 is old technology because I've had this thing for like 3-4 years.
Yes.
Will it still be capable of playing that game?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. All right. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff.
Good. Hey, how do I reduce the amount of spam that comes onto my computer? Is there, I mean, every day I've got like 70 or so of them, and it's like buying watches online, stuff like that. And then also I downloaded the 07, and now I'm getting the spam emails on my phone as regular emails.
Oh, shoot. I didn't want to hear that. I hate that 7 already. It makes it even worse.
This is Apple product?
Yes.
I would do some research in Google. There are some websites that will, they have a list of known spammers, and they will filter the email through them to kind of eliminate it. The other one is, you probably have used the same email address for a few years.
Yes.
And every time you go and use it for registering for a hotel or this giveaway or that giveaway, they sell that, and that's how you get spam.
Okay.
I would recommend in the future going forward, you have some disposable ones, one-time use?
No.
I would go like to a Hotmail account or a Yahoo account or a Gmail account to sign up and get whatever you need.
Gotcha.
An email, and then just never answer that email again.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
All right,
Jeff.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Here's Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm sitting here surfing through the web, and last couple of days I come across this this orange box pops up, and it says
porn overload.
Yeah, do you want to open or save load.js from lotus.escalator.com? I'm sorry, I'll try stating that again. Do you want to open or save load.js from lotus.escalator.com? Is that a virus or a Trojan or?
I don't know what it is, but if you didn't request a download, I would say no.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, if anything just suddenly pops up and starts trying to download on your machine and you're not trying to download something, just say no.
You know what, though? I do, because everybody's not Jose. Most of us, this stuff comes up on the screen and it asks you to make a decision. Would you like to open this, save it? And I go, I don't know what to do, because you're afraid if you do the wrong thing, everything's going to go down. But that's when you just call Jose. Or in your case, folks, you can email him. Here's the email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We'll do this again next week. And once again, it will be courtesy of OREC and the 7 locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. We should mention, too, you can also be heard on Scott Sherman.
Scott Sherman's
show.
The night shift. And
I thought he was the night owl.
No, it's a different guy. That was somebody else.
He was the night hawk.
That's somebody else.
And what night are you on there?
Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Tuesday nights at 10. If you just can't get enough Jose Hernandez, there's more of him. And if you can't get enough of John Londoff, we have more of him right here. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm fantastic today because the weather makes you feel better.
Baby, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah. It is. It was downright chilly this morning. I mean, cool.
Well, that's a good kind of chilly, though.
I
took a nice boat ride yesterday, and the lake was almost deserted because the amateurs think the season is over. See, they think, oh, Labor Day, that's the end of that. No.
Can you say amateurs again?
Amateurs.
Wow.
Well, that's what they are. They're not real. They're not real boaters. They're pretend boaters. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't really know anything about
it. You sound pretty cool when you say it that way.
Well, I know what I know a little bit about boating, and
you're just a cool guy.
They hang it up, and you have the lake to yourself. And it was a great day to take a cruise.
Was it a little chilly?
No, it was nice. Middle of the afternoon was perfect yesterday.
What speed? What's your average speed when you're on the like hardly anyone there? So it's just like glass.
About 15, 20 miles per hour. I'm not interested in the breakneck speed. I'll blow it out a little bit up to about 25 or 30 for a few minutes, but about 15, 18, that's plenty good for me.
Yeah, you're safe.
Just cruise along and enjoy the scenery and look at the homes and wonder, what do those people do for a living?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
Do you think many of those are for sale?
I think some are. I think... there's one house I saw yesterday, and I've seen this before, where somebody got it started and about 80% finished, and I guess they ran out of money, or the bank finally went, whoops, wait a minute, we can't give you the rest of this money, and it's just, there it is, stuck. And somebody will come along and scoop it up cheap and finish it, and they'll have a great place.
That's great. You know what's for sale?
Vehicles?
Cars.
Chevys? I knew it.
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
You know what I did? I got the iPad out yesterday, and I went on and I looked at the Impala SS videos because we're getting close.
We are.
It's going to be coming any day. It's going to arrive, and I'm going to get the call. And
Chevrolet SS.
Impala SS.
Chevrolet.
It's not an Impala?
Chevrolet SS.
Well, see, because some of the sites I went to labeled it as the 2014 Impala SS. Maybe they're mislabeled.
If you look at the badging, as that's what we in the... And the terminology, the automobile guys, we talk, badging. That's the, the emblems. It'll say Chevrolet.
I'm not arguing with you. You're the dealer.
Yeah, no, he should know.
I'm not getting into this.
Well, you could argue with me.
All I know is 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds and 415 horsepower, and it's got red stitching that says SS, and it's going to be a pretty slick vehicle. That's what I know.
Slick. I like that term.
Yeah. Polished wheels, great big monster brake, those calipers that say, starts with a B, I forgot it, it's a kind of a racing brake, because you're going to need it to slow down when you're doing 150, which I won't
you
do.
You can't drive that fast.
I'm not going to do
it. Drive that fast.
I'm not going to do that. I would never do that.
You're not a speed demon.
Nope. I like, there's a difference between speed.
You're not real racy.
No, but yep. I like punch and I like power, and if I want to get around you, boom, that quick, you can do it. I like that. I like to be able to jump out from the ramp onto the highway or off the highway onto the ramp and get around somebody that needs to be gotten around.
So you like to get punched on?
No.
Yeah, some of those guys, that they just can't keep their hands off of you,
I don't know any guys that can't keep their hands off.
No.
See.
Are you talking about the men who hang with their arms over your shoulder? Hey, buddy.
They come and grab your neck.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I got a buddy, he used to always slap you on the back.
I don't like that.
He's a big guy, too. He doesn't know his own strength. He's like, hey, okay, you're going to break my neck one of these days.
or the guy
throw a vertebrae out or something,
Or the guy who walks along with you with his arm around you while he's talking to you. Don't do that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
As long as he doesn't have, bad breath.
Well, that's a whole different...
bad breath. They're trying to pull you in close. It's like, oh, come on. You're digging in your pockets for some gum. Anything. Anything to save your own nose.
Only one time in my life did I actually have to tell somebody, and it's hard to do, and this guy had perpetual bad breath. I mean, every day he had bad breath. And so one day we're together, and he was a salesman, and I just said, hey, would you like a mint? And he said, no thanks. And I said, really? Would you like, you sure? You sure you don't want one? He goes, no, I'm sure I don't want one. I said, no, trust me.
Take a mint.
And all of a sudden he got it. And he said, is my breath bad? And I said, every day. And he thanked me. He thanked me. He said, wow, really? I said, yeah. He had dentures.
Well, he'd have to know.
He didn't know. Nobody ever told him. Yeah, he was married.
Because we were...
But he was married, so that meant he didn't do it with his wife. She wasn't close enough to him. You're married. He didn't do anything.
Mimi and I were at an event a few weeks ago, and he was talking, me talking, hard to believe, right, talking to people. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I saw her eyes start to twitch, and she started digging in her purse, and she pulls up not one, but two pieces of gum, one for right now, and she's kind of leaning, she goes... You need this right away. Uh-huh. And she goes, and here's one for later.
but you need somebody to tell you that. They're doing you a favor.
But the look on her face was like, I thought she was going to maybe pass out. And then I'll go up to somebody else and go, do I have bad breath? I think Mimi's just really, for a little small nose, too. I don't know what the deal. She's very sensitive.
You'd think you could smell your own breath with that schnoz you got.
Oh, yeah.
Brother.
There
it is.
Hey, last time I checked, it's not like you have a pug nose or anything wrapped between those two.
No, you know what? My nose is actually getting bigger, and I've noticed this in pictures. It's like old men, their noses and ears get bigger.
Steve Martin.
My nose is starting to spread out on me.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, if mine gets bigger as I get older.
Uh-oh.
You're going to fall forward.
You're not going to be able to see.
Oh, man.
There'll be no way I'll ever be able to, like, you know, lay on my face, you know, lay on my stomach. My nose will.
You know what? That rock. Up. That Roxanne is a great movie.
That's a movie.
His nose is almost getting that size.
But people forget about how great that movie was. And
it is a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's about any movie he does. He's just, you know, Planes, Trains, Automobiles. He and John Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm not a book reader, but we're going right now through a book on CD, and I'm going to recommend it to you. It's Billy Crystal's new book, and we've been listening in the car, because when you're in the car with your wife, you got nothing to talk about. So we put the CD in, it's called Still Fooling 'Em, Billy Crystal. It is fantastic. It is so...
Yeah, I saw him on Sunday morning. Sunday morning reading it.
It's really good, and it's better on the CD than the book, because he's telling the stories. And it's a bunch of really great stories about his career and how he got to host the Oscars. He's very
talented.
How many
times do you think he was told in his career, buddy, you're not going to be an entertainer? I mean, look at you.
He talks about all that. He talks about being short, and he talks about...
Not being handsome.
Yeah, it's a great book. And to hear him tell it is...
I like him a lot.
I do, too.
Did you watch the Emmys last night?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
Me, too. First time in my life. And Cardinal baseball was going on. I'd already watched quite a bit of football, so I was almost maybe a little bit of, you know, out of, you know, touch with sports. But, you know, watching the Cardinals, and when they came within one run, I'm like, okay. Then they gave up two more runs. So I watched. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was mediocre at best, and I'll tell you why. Well, let me throw this at you. When they did the memoriam segments where they had Robin Williams talk about Jonathan Winters, okay? And they had Edie Falco talk about James Gandolfini, they didn't show any footage or video of them, and it would have been nice to have shared some of Jonathan Winters' funniest moments. They didn't do that. I didn't understand that. And then when they went through all these people, but yet they get to Larry Hagman... And they acted like Corey Monteith was the greatest star ever and did this Jane Lynch tribute, yet Larry Hagman, who has been a star many more years than Corey Monteith, they just threw a photo up on the screen and a name and kind of went on by. That didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. We were talking about that at lunch.
I kept sitting there waiting for here comes some Jonathan Winters stuff. He's going to show some. No, nothing. It was just strange. I thought
could be as a young boy. No doubt, my favorite.
Here's the other thing that was strange. They made such a big deal out of Liberace last night. When Liberace actually died, the world didn't give two hoots about it. It was like a blip in the news. Yet last night, all of a sudden, because of Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, now all of a sudden the world is paying a lot of attention to Liberace. And then to have Elton John come out and do that song. And what was the deal with Carrie Underwood singing Yesterday? How did that fit into any of this? It didn't make any sense.
Well, I guess not. I've talked to you. I guess it really kind of sucks.
Yeah. See, you thought it was good.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Now you're rethinking.
Until now.
Okay, let me put it this way. Compared to the Academy Awards, it was phenomenal.
Compared to a lot of award shows, it was not bad.
I can't take the Academy Award, you know. And God love Mimi. I mean, she were watching the red carpet and everything else. I mean, that just, like, turns my stomach. You know, when they start asking about the designer. Seriously? You know, this is a Versace, this is a boobie. And who cares about...
Well, you're not supposed to care. Women love that stuff.
I know.
They love it. It's been proven they care more about that, who wore what, and who wore whose clothes, than they do about the actual awards. That's just women.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
Let's talk cars.
They don't ask the guys, hey, what... I don't think they do. Do they ask them about his tuxedo?
Hey, who designed your suit, man? No. They don't.
Hey, did you hear Tina Fey let nipplage slip out?
There was a nipple slip last night.
Yeah.
Now, if you recorded it, you'd go back.
This is a family program. This is a segment.
Yes,
where
it is. That's why we feel compelled to warn people.
Okay.
That's why we're warning people about things like nipple slip.
Yeah.
Because it is a family show, and I think families should be aware this stuff goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You're going to be checking it out
as soon as he gets home. We go, hey, Mimi, do we still have that thing recorded on DVR? I want to go back and see Tina Fey's nipples for that.
No, we're watching tonight. Boardwalk Empire.
Me too. I recorded it. I'm there. I'm
then
watching.
Then we're
going
to get back into Breaking Bad. We had to take a couple of weeks off on Breaking Bad because it was addicting.
Get ready to buckle up because it gets better and better. One more to go.
Tell me. We won't get to, what episode. This is episode 6 right now, right? The final year.
Yeah,
I mean, we're almost through the third year, so we still got 4, 5, and 6.
You got a lot of good hours.
You're a zombie by then. Because then you can't sleep. It's a doggone good. You're like, kind of like a really good pie or something like that. Mimi made, matter of fact, a pecan pie.
Oh.
I love pecan pie.
Love,
boy, it should have been nice to have some of that sent over here, wouldn't it?
Man.
Wow, it'd be great.
Well, maybe if you didn't make fun of her husband's nose, you'd get some.
I bet I'll get some pie anyway. I bet everything is for sale.
You know, we had this unbelievable month in August. Thank you so much. It was just, and it's like the market's kind of taken a breather. But there's still a good, strong 7 days left in the month of September, which kind of blows you away to think that, you know, a week from Tuesday is October the 1st.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And then in, you know, less than 40 days, it's duck season. Huh?
Well, you would know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. October the 26th.
We don't have that calendar in front of us.
So we can't wait, but we have great, great deals. Chevy Spark for $12,900, Chevy Sonic $13,900, Chevy Cruze for $14,900. $12,900, $13,900, $14,900. Unbelievable, the greatest selection of small vehicles. And really, the Cruze is almost like a mid-sized vehicle. And a great number of Silverado pickup trucks in stock, both 13s and 14s, and up to $10,000 off. On 2013 crew cab Silverado. So great time to buy. 1.9% rate on certified pre-owned vehicles, 1.9% rate on some new vehicles, and you still get the $6,000 and $7,000+ rebate. So great time to buy, and you can do just about everything online at lawnduff.com, 24/7, 365. So we're open late tonight. Beautiful, beautiful evening to come and meet some great people here at Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet and get a great deal on a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Again, 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
And John, in the background, faintly, twice now, we just heard it again.
My phone buzzed. Sorry.
Vibrating.
Vibrator?
Okay.
Text messages?
No, my phone, Dan. Okay. Hey, Dan, well, you're starting to kind of take me off a little bit, okay? You're getting a little offensive. I'm just saying.
Okay? Oh,
wow.
Well, John, there are three devices that produce very similar sounds. One, the phone vibrator.
Yeah.
Two, that other kind of vibrator. And three, breast pump.
Yeah.
Now, we know you don't have a breast pump in there and probably not a vibrator, so it's just phone.
My concern is, how do you know about all of these?
Well, I just do.
I mean, yeah, well, what's well?
I'm a man of the world.
We're in radio. We're supposed to know a lot about everything.
We have to keep up on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you do like your own like investigative reporting? You're checking these things out?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what we do.
When did you check out a breast pump?
Well, that's personal.
That's personal.
There was a woman who worked in our building when we were at the other building, Westport, and we'd go by the women's room, and we'd hear, and we thought she was having pleasure, and then someone informed us that on a regular schedule, she'd go in there and use the breast pump every day.
Yeah.
That's how we know. I think people should know about stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's life. It's life.
I'm not going to ask any more questions.
Okay, good.
I'm not asking any questions.
All right, we'll send you some business.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He was embarrassed.
He was
talking about a breast pump.
Wow.
It's life.
Yeah.
Women pump milk, either manually with a pumping suction thing or electric ones. It's just the way it is. You learn a lot here. Big 550, KTRS.
And here's a guy who always has his phone on vibrate. It's Tim Weiland checking traffic. Tim?
I could say something, but I'm not. I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. When we took off, there was an accident at Old Missouri Avenue east of Highway 255, and emergency crews had the road blocked there. Boy, downtown, going to the Poplar Street Bridge, there are no delays on 70, 40, or 55. Once you get over the bridge, you got a clean run on 55, 70 through 64. We do have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270, Olive through Doherty Ferry, westbound 40. They've cleared that accident from the Tam Overpass. You're slow between the Science Center and McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're pretty good over the Boone Bridge, and then from Highway 94 to about a half a mile to three-quarters of a mile west of Highway K, you've got a real slowdown there. Eastbound 40 with baseball traffic coming in, you're slow 141 through Mason, a little off the pace right at 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by The Blacklist tonight on NBC. Don't miss NBC's new drama, The Blacklist. USA Today calls it the fall's best new drama. That's The Blacklist, starring James Spader, premiering tonight at 9, only on NBC. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is getting ready for their 11th annual warehouse sale Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th. Now, normally at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, you get great prices on great hardwood flooring. Well, each year they run the warehouse sale, and it's this weekend, September 27th and the 28th. It's their biggest sale of the year. Manufacturing reps are on site at the Crestwood Warehouse at 9000 Watson Road. All hardwood floors are on sale, including oak, maple, hickory, exotics, hand-scraped, distressed, even wine plank flooring. The great thing about it is the prices will not be disclosed until the actual sale. So you can go in between now and the sale, pick out your hardwood floors, and then pick them up at the sale price. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors and their 11th annual warehouse sale, Friday, September 27th and 28th at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 9000 Watson Road. Find out more at boardwalkhardwood.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Heckman Lumber. Heckman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Heckman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, Azek, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Heckman's Decking Center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Hackman's can also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Hackman's will not be undersold on in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're looking for a new grill, Hackman's features the Big Green Egg with a large array of egg accessories. That's Hackman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HackmanSTL.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
Cardinal fans, coming up on Friday, September 27th, Saturday the 28th, Sunday the 29th, the Cardinals play the Cubs. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend. On Friday night, it's the Cooler Bag Giveaway, presented by Shane Company. On Saturday, the Yadier Molina Growth Poster, presented by Missouri Farmers Care. On Sunday, you'll receive a complimentary ticket voucher to a 2014 game, courtesy of Shelter Insurance. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
And the Cardinals are world champion for 2011.
2011 was another amazing chapter in Cardinals history. Don't miss a single moment as the Cardinals seek their 12th World Series championship in 2013. Fan single game tickets are on sale now for the NL wildcard game and the National League Division Series. All you have to do is head to cardinals.com. Single game tickets for the NL wildcard game and the division series on sale now at cardinals.com.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West 4 Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news, the housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939?
Give up? Carestan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Carestan have teamed together to make the month of October National Carestan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Carestan carpet, now is the time. Carestan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Carestan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Carestan products anywhere. And during National Carestan Month, you'll find all Carestan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Carestan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Carestan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cashback rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
SSM Cancer Care and Dave Sinclair Automotive Group are offering free prostate screenings during the month of September. Men, if you're between 50 and 69, without a personal history of prostate cancer, you're eligible for the screening. They will be held three consecutive Tuesdays, September 10th, 17th, and 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at three select Dave Sinclair Automotive locations. Walk in or register with SSM Cancer Care at 1-866-SSM-DOCS. That's 1-866-SSM-DOCS. SSM Cancer Care, providing expert care and treatment.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at MoSafeGas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-925-2393. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-925-2393. That's 1-800-925-2393.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store. Bring your measurements and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year during this 2-day sale. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app that is free, and it's a great app and a great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi for a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello, everybody.
Bill. How are you, Bill?
I'm terrific. How are you on this beautiful Monday afternoon?
Good. I watched the Clydesdale Bill on the Road segment. It was very good. Very good.
Thank you very much for watching those and mentioning them. I appreciate it. Well, Monday Night Football tonight features the Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos. Of course, the big sports question everybody wants to know, can Raiders players adjust to breaking the law at higher altitudes?
No, that's a good question. That's a good one.
We'll find out. Well, long lines outside the Apple stores all weekend to buy the new iPhone. Of course, the best thing is after you purchase your new iPhone, you can go to the back of the line and wait to purchase the new model that will replace it in a few weeks.
Yeah.
While you're there, you might as well stick around. That was a great story. In New Jersey, a woman found her lost dog by luring the dog back with bacon.
Yeah.
And while she was out doing that, she also found Rosie O'Donnell on the beach.
No. Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon. Mike Tyson. Actually saw him on the NFL channel yesterday talking about some stuff. He's launched a career as a boxing promoter now to try and restore the image of boxing.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but isn't that kind of like the Clintons trying to restore the image of marriage?
Kind of the same,
yeah.
Kind of the same thing. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
There he goes, Bill. The Playhouse is not far away, and some good. And that Billy Crystal book, by the way, I actually think you'd like that, Peon. Dan, you would too. And
I saw him on that segment. Yeah,
hearing him, I know a lot of people like to read, but because of the nature of the subject matter, hearing him tell stories about, you know, like that first Oscar hosting job, and it's just interesting to hear how that process worked and how he was contacted and how, you know, what things make him nervous and not nervous and how did he get the city. So the city slicker story is incredible.
Well, yeah. I mean, the part that was weird to me was tearing up talking about his marriage to his wife and what was he going to do if who dies first and this and
that. Yeah, that part.
That was weird.
He just threw that in there, I think, just for effect.
What?
But it really is a good, it's called Still Fooling Him. Billy Crystal. All right, another seminar coming up this Thursday from the folks at APG Associated Physicians Group. This is another alternative to knee replacement. Listen, these things go so well, and the reason they go over so well is there are lots of people who think they're facing knee replacement who may not necessarily have to do that. Lunch and discussion in the LeClaire room of the N.O. Nelson campus of Lewis and Clark College in Edwardsville this Thursday. Registration 11:30, a wonderful lunch, not just a crappy lunch, but a wonderful lunch, served promptly at noon. Campus is right across from the Market Basket on Buchanan. You want more information? It's all at apgpain.com. Get in there and get registered now. This thing's only 3 days away. It's this Thursday. They've done a bunch of these, and when I say they fill them, filling them means they only want 40 people or so. They want lots of time for lots of questions from the people there because anybody who can avoid knee replacement is going to want to do it, and lots of people have been able to thanks to the folks at Associated Physicians Group. Again, for all the information on the seminar this Thursday, apgpain.com, 5 o'clock at the Big 550.